This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 513. And before we get on to the 12 ways of practicing gratitude, just going to do a quick review of the last podcast, which is 10 reasons to practice persistence. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, you know that persistence is kind of a byproduct of mental strength. And without persistence, we really don't get a lot accomplished. So what I'm going to do is just review these real quick. If you would like to dive into it further, go to the previous podcast or go to warriormindcoach.com, and you can find the show notes as on there as well. Well, one, you'll become an expert. By staying with something, you'll know what works and know what doesn't work. But effectively, by staying with something, you'll continue to get better and better and better and better at it, and then soon you will become a master instead of an apprentice. Persistence will motivate you to try harder. As you continue to persist and take little steps towards your goal, those little steps are going to motivate you, encourage you to continue. Persistence is a sign of ambition. And from a work perspective or a career perspective, there nothing is more admired than ambition. Trying to get things done, taking on more, but also going till it's complete. Finish what you start. That's basically persistence. Finish what you start. You'll set a good example for your family, for your kids, for your friends, for your coworkers, for your boss. You'll set a good example that you pursue, you're persistent until you get accomplished what you want to. Persistence teaches you the value of success. When we persist, when we put in a lot of effort, you know, whether it's 1 week, 3 months, a year, and we finally hit what we're trying to do, our goal, it feels so, so good. It's like climbing a mountain or rock climbing. You persist, and when you get to the top of it, it just feels fantastic. Persistence gives you vital experiences. So the more you try or the more you attempt to get something accomplished through persistence, the more you're going to get feedback and results. And these are all going to be lifelong experiences to help you with future endeavors. You become more aware of your weaknesses. And this is not a bad thing. So a weakness, and it's not that it's bad, but it shows you where your strengths are, right? But it also allows you to see where you have room for improvement. People judge you on your consistency. So if you're not consistent and persistent, keep going, leads into consistency. And consistency is dependability. So when you have persistence and consistency, you can be viewed as dependable. You'll learn that things that come easy bring little reward. That goes back to the value of success. If something came easy, it was really, really easy, you might be happy for, you know, a few minutes, maybe a moment or two, but afterwards it'd be like, oh, that was so easy and like anybody could do it. And you wouldn't really, it would just have little enthusiasm or little reward for you. And then most importantly, you'll be able to create the life you desire. By building persistence and having a blueprint of a life that you want to create and developing the persistence, you're going to go ahead and keep achieving and keep creating the life that you want. So we just finished up Thanksgiving here in the States. And one of the things is Thanksgiving is being grateful. And I thought this podcast would be great to talk about practicing gratitude. No matter where you are, there are some holidays. Canada has a Thanksgiving. It's not on the same one as us, but everybody has a festival of some sort or a holiday where you give thanks for what you have, the people in your life, your health, everything about it. But the thing here is gratitude isn't a common habit. It's just something that we just don't do. We complain more than we do gratitude. But without gratitude, life is more challenging than it needs to be. There's something about acknowledging and having gratitude in your life that just smooths out the bumps. So feeling grateful resets your perspective, and this is a gift you can give yourself each and every day. Just kind of smooth out those bumps. Put perspective on the, quote, major items in your life that probably aren't really major anyway. If you find yourself feeling pessimistic or overwhelmed these days, a little gratitude can get your attitude right back on track. And gratitude is free, right? It's enjoyable and it's effective. It doesn't cost you anything to be grateful. So the first way to practice gratitude is write it down. Make a daily habit of writing down a few things that you can be grateful about. This, out of all the ones that we're going to go through, is probably the most important. Whether you do it in the morning or in the afternoon or evening before bed, depending on how you do it. But if you do it in the evening before bed, write down three things that you're grateful for that happened today. And just keep doing it. And then at the end of the week, review all of those pages. And do that for an entire month. And then at the end of the month, review all 30 days that you practice the gratitude. So the journal isn't about, it is about writing it down to acknowledge it. But we also want to go back and review it weekly and then review it monthly. And so at the end of the year, you would go back and review 365 days of gratitude. Imagine the shift that would occur within you as you go back and read 365 days of gratitude. Be grateful for little things. Oh my gosh, there's plenty of small things you could be grateful for each day. And we all generally take the things that we have for granted. Running water in our place, soap to get clean, toothbrush and toothpaste to keep our oral hygiene together. Eyes to see, ears to hear, food on our table. There's so many little things that if we have an entitled attitude, we're not going to be grateful for that, and we're going to miss the opportunity to shift our perspective. And entitlement might be the opposite of gratitude. It's where because we are born on this planet, we're entitled to this. And if we don't get exactly what we want, we're annoyed, we're pissed off, or whatever it might be. But that's the opposite of gratitude. We want to be grateful for all the small things, just a person waving hi to us, whatever it might be. Number three, go for a gratitude walk. This is great. I live in Colorado Springs, so there's a lot of opportunity to go out and walk around nature, but this is a great way to get out of your head. Go for a walk and look for things that you can be grateful for, especially if you're near a nature path or a paseo, a green street. If you're in the city, go for a walk and you can be grateful for a lot of things there. The clean streets, the lights to stop so you can cross the streets, a view of the skyline. There are so many things, but just go for a walk and have the walk the intention of, I'm going to find three things to be grateful for. That's it. Just have that set in your mind and then go for a walk. Avoid making comparisons. When you compare one thing to another, you demean it, like this is better than that. Well, no, you can be grateful for both of those. So be grateful for something exactly as it is. When we start comparing, then one is lesser than the other, and usually the lesser one we are not grateful for. It's only the one that is greater than. But we should be grateful for both of those things. So if you have an apple pie for dessert this past weekend and a pumpkin pie, be grateful for both of them. Not one is better than the other. Tell people you're thankful. This probably is so underutilized. Show people that you're grateful and thank them. This could be at a checkout at a grocery store. This could be a bank teller. This could be when you call up customer service and they really help you. This could be your parents. This could be your daughters. This could be your spouse. This could be a coworker. This could be your boss. If you were just thankful and told one person every day how thankful for you are, and specifically why you're thankful, you will be giving them such a great present that it's going to change their day, but you're going to feel tremendous over giving that present. Enjoy your pet. So if you have a pet, enjoy your pet. There's plenty of reasons for our pets to feel, you know, you look at pets, dogs, they put up with so much stuff often, and they're grateful. They're always grateful. You could leave them for 2 weeks, come back, and they're happy to see you. They're always grateful. But if you don't have a pet, then you can go out and be, you know, enjoy the nature, enjoy the squirrels, enjoy birds flying around, right? So you can enjoy your animals, because animals have a different sense in life. They're just grateful for everything. Everything is perfect for them. So whether you have a pet or you go out in nature and just watch the birds and the squirrels and the bees and just be grateful, just watch how gratitude oozes from them. Number seven, donate your time or money. Giving your resource to something that you think is valuable to the world is a great way to show your gratitude. There may be a nonprofit organization, and you support it tremendously. Maybe it supports wolves. Maybe it supports starving kids, whatever it is. But they're doing good work. And you can show how grateful you are of that organization for the work they're doing by donating your time or your money. And this doesn't necessarily have to be for a nonprofit. It's something that you believe in. It could even be, heavens forbid, politics. But if it's something you believe in, donate your time or your money. And this is a sense of saying, I'm grateful for this being in existence. Make a list of things that impress you about yourself. Ha! When was the last time you did that? Probably never. But having a little gratitude for yourself as well. What are you impressed by when you take a long, hard look at yourself? It could be the trials and tribulations of going through life. It could be how well you communicate with people. It could be your looks. It could be your physique. It could be how you manage your day-to-day activities. It could be your time management skills. However it is, make a list of things that impress you about you. Hey, this is not egotistical. This is not, you know, hey, here's why I'm so great on Facebook, but this is for you. Because if you don't give gratitude towards yourself, you're not bringing value to yourself. When we put ourselves down all the time, we devalue ourselves. And we wonder why we have low self-esteem. We can't accomplish our goals because we don't feel we are worthy. But by giving ourselves gratitude, and I think I mentioned this in a previous podcast, this would be great either in a journal or more powerfully in a mirror. Louise Hay used to do mirror work all the time. And she would look herself in the mirror and tell herself she's beautiful, she's healthy, she's vibrant. Those were affirmations. This can be the same form of it. When you make a list of things that you're grateful for about yourself, go to the mirror, look yourself in the eye in the mirror, and tell yourself what you're grateful for about yourself. Write a positive review for a business you appreciate. Oh my gosh, most reviews are people complaining about, don't go here, don't do this, don't do that. And the business is like, wait a second, we tried our best. So if you have a great experience with a business, a local business, especially now during the holiday seasons, just go write a review. Go to Yelp. Go to their Facebook page. Write them a note. Just send them a note. If they don't have any of that and they did a really great job, send them a note. Put it in the mail. Show, because businesses love it, and it makes them know that they're being appreciated, so they will go that extra mile to make sure that their customers feel appreciated. But this is something that is really very, very easy to do, and it's very simple, and it makes all the difference for that business and the employees that work there. So there we go. So be grateful for everything you have. Everything, 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 everything. Even if you're struggling to survive below the poverty level, which I really hope you're not, but you may be or just at that, you're still better than the vast majority of the world's population. So that doesn't mean you have to be satisfied with your current situation, but you can be grateful for what you have. And the thing is here, you still can desire more. You still can want to improve. There's with some of my clients, they get confused with it being grateful for it. They feel that they're stuck in this wherever they are, the house, the relationship, because they're grateful for it, which means they can't want more. No, no, no. When you appreciate what you have, you actually get more. The universe works with you on that, because gratitude is such a powerful energy that when you start to be grateful for the things in your life, you will get more of those things in return. So practice gratitude. This is a practice. It's not a perfect. Take some of these notes. Do them as you will. But one of them, I would just, out of all of them, if you could just write down three things every day that you're grateful for, I think it would go a long way. Your mood and perspective will be changed. It will be lifted. You'll start to see the brighter side of life. You'll be more optimistic. Your frustration will diminish. Your opportunities for success will increase because you're going to be looking for them. You're going to be attracting them into your life. And you'll receive better things to be grateful for. Again, the more you show gratitude, the more your energy increases, the more the universe will give you those things to be grateful for. So if you like the show notes on this, or if you'd like some help with coaching around this, because gratitude, again, it's a practice, and a lot of people just don't understand how to do it. And it's something that it isn't innate to us, at least many of us, but it's something that a coach can help you with, or myself. So you can go to warriormindcoach.com, look for the introductory consultation, click on that and get started. Also, you can please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.